our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinkin' Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekend. D'Anthony, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who came to the meet and greet at HEB here at Nutty Brown. Ended up selling 86 cases there, dude. That was a lot. We gave out free Olive Garden dressing here, which you see in my hand on Patreon. Somebody left theirs, and I took it. I'm not going to give it back to him, nor ask whose it is.
You got to butt chug that?
Sorry. Yeah, I would love to. This is the finest dressing that has ever been made in the history of the United States. Boom.
I'm going to read some of these ingredients.
Oh, straight from Italy.
Soybean oil, poison.
Love it.
Let's see.
I want more of it in there, actually. What else?
Dextrose. That's actually not that bad.
It's not, dude, because it's the greatest Italian dressing ever made from real Italians.
Well, soybean oil has compounds that are going to make you produce more estrogen.
Great. So I need it because I'm too much of a man.
No, you'll grow titties is what will happen.
Nah, not me. I just had a PR on bench today at the gym, so feel pretty good about my life.
Now, how'd you do a PR on the bench when you were walking on a treadmill?
What's that? I was not on a treadmill today. Did not go on a treadmill. Today it was just a classic lift day, no cardio, no nothing, you know. Just had to get it in, popping up PRs all over the gym, asking for strangers to spot me just so I could show my dominance. You get it,
dude. Going on the Smith machine.
Yeah, you get it, dude. It's just my life. Just dropping fucking PRs. 315 today, you know, bench, which is great for a man who just turned 34. Not bad. Not bad. If you're at home saying, I can't do that and I'm jealous, wash your fucking face. All right. We got some news to get to, ding it. We always start with the memes here on the Monday.
Yeah.
How dark are these today?
Pretty dark.
Oh, shit. Fuck, dude. True story. Coaching playoffs, kids, basketball. Last game of the year, obviously, right? Mm. And you never know. I don't say what I do for a living to the parents. I just say that I own a seltzer company. That's it, right? I'm just like, hey, this simple seltzer guy. Salesman, you know, just selling booze to the people. That's it. One of the parents, though, at the end of it, this group of parents comes up and they go, hey, dude, we listen to the show. And I was like, get the fuck out. They did not look like people who listen to the show whatsoever. And I go, get the fuck out of here. And they go, yeah.
Were they Asian?
No, they were not. They were white. But it's just, you know, we have a very distinctive look. We'll have some people up here, some listeners in the studio.
You're saying they were dressed nice. They had all their clothes
correct.
On.
They were not the pieces of shit that we all, you know, really thrive on here, like these guys in the back. Yeah. Cut to the back real quick, Delco. Let's just see these. You can see them back there. It looks like a militia planning the next J6. I love you guys, but these were upstanding individuals, and they said, hey, man, we just started watching the show. Like, somebody said that you had a big podcast and whatever, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I go, what episode you start with? Do you mind? And they said the Not-So-Black History episode. And I was like, oh, my God, dude. I was so embarrassed.
Why?
We went really hard on that show.
Ah.
One. Two, it stayed in the charts for like an entire fucking week, that show, which is rare. On the Apple charts change every hour. That stayed on the charts for an entire fucking week, and they were dying laughing at the my humor's so dark I picks cotton line. So,
I thought that was good.
I did too, but starting off with that one in the catalog, holy shit, dude. It's real hit and miss. I'm just glad that it landed and it came through. But I was embarrassed at first. Am I going to be more embarrassed today at these memes?
Maybe. But not more embarrassed than Fannie Willis must be right now.
Did she lose? Is it over?
No, but did you not hear the testimony?
Oh, it was the best.
Bob, before we do the memes, can you play that?
Which one?
The Gorilla Grip.
It's at the bottom of the links right before the memes. It's the last one. Yeah. Oh, Fanny, no.
4-4-4
Oh, go ahead and play it. This is true, by the way. This isn't altered or doctored or AI. This is actual testimony from the Fanny Willis trial that's going on right now. Go ahead and play it.
928-444, which is 928-444-3555.
What's the owner name of this phone?
The name that would appear on, say, a Bluetooth device is found on line 32, which is Gorilla Grip Pussy Pal.
Okay.
Which is 92.
So the SSID of her Wi-Fi was Gorilla Grip Pussy Pal.
Sure was.
It just keeps getting better.
It does. And there's an element of race to that, too, where, hey, dude, I remembered you in front of the church saying, how is a strong black woman supposed to take on the world and not be able to blow up a marriage and pay a guy illegally and all this other shit? Now you're leaning into, I have a gorilla grip pussy.
Yeah, I guess.
So good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. That decision is supposed to be coming down here any hour. So I'm looking forward to
that. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Big fan. What do we got up first with the memes?
First meme is called Ching Chong.
Come on, man. Ching Chong?
That's right.
Okay.
It's a sketch from Cracker Milk, which is one of my, it's my second favorite sketch group out there right now.
Cracker Milk?
Yeah, Cracker Milk. They're right below. They're a, they're like kind of a smaller Australian version of Friday Beers.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Hey, dude, want to get some lunch? I'm driving.
You're driving? Just because I'm Asian, I can't drive a car?
I didn't say that.
Dim dum dum dum, I can't drive a fucking car. Just because I have small little eyes, I can't see the road. Fuck you.
Forget it.
Oh my god.
Hey, dude, want to get some lunch?
Holy,
I'm driving.
Shit.
How good is that?
I was not expecting that whatsoever. For the audio listeners, at the end of that statement, the young Asian man took his small dog that was in his arms and threw it in the microwave and turned it on high.
Mm-hmm.
So Asians do cook dogs. At least he's in on the bit, you know, and I like it. Big fan of that. If we're starting there, how bad is this going to get today?
Don't worry about that. This next one's called No Yellow.
Fuck.
Which you know what that means.
Yeah. Obviously. Sure do. Sure do.
Bob?
So there's a picture of a gentleman with a lady, and in the background is his yellow Humvee, H2, I believe, like an Entourage.
Yep.
And the caption says, 5 years of owning this yellow beast, great memories, but time to move on. She will be missed. Crying emoji. His friend Richard Williams responds, get her to wash the Hummer before she goes, because his lady, in fact, is Asian American.
Yeah, she's yellow. She's yellow, too. Along with the vehicle there.
Yeah, so I'm
a big fan of this.
What this tells me is if you're married to an Asian woman, it's perfectly fine to call her the yellow beast.
It sure is.
So
it sure is. Pull this picture up one more time, though, Bob. Isn't this the guy that you picture in your mind of like, hey, who's going, which one of your buddies is going to marry overseas? This is that guy to a T, right?
Actually,
there.
Me and Dan at the World Series sat in front of a guy who clearly got his second wife.
Oh yeah,
from,
she was a fob for sure.
Really?
Had no idea where she was, what language we were speaking, nothing.
Shut the fuck up. It was, at the World Series.
Yeah, we
were, and he had like too tight of a grip on her too, like she was trying to flee. It seemed like, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but it felt like he was like, I don't know. It seemed like she was being lightly restrained. To
and
be
you,
honest,
you guys didn't want to call anyone in that sitch. She just let it ride out.
It's not my business.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm there to watch the goddamn World Series. All right, I can't have human trafficking ruin Game 2.
We lost that one, right?
Max Fried's no. Babbitt.
Yeah. Well, that game, yes. Yeah, 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 but yeah. Not the series.
Okay. Well, was
that
it
was,
her?
What was that, game three?
Two.
What,
two.
Was it her, you have to ask, you know, that got the job done. Is that the first place, though, you take a mail-order bride in America? It's like,
I
hey,
think she'd hey, be
you
got to
hide in plain sight, bud. Yeah. It's a tale as old as time.
Oh, fuck. The yellow beast, dude.
Or maybe that's a test. Like when you have, when you're getting a dog trained, you take it out in public for the last test.
Sure.
To see if it behaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
Well, we'll see.
Next up is Grape Was a Bad Choice.
Grape Was a Bad Choice. Okay. This one I don't know. Go ahead and play it, Bob.
Making it a grape soda feels like a choice, huh?
Wow.
Bob, you want to explain what just happened there?
A white gentleman stands in the background of the video with a can of grape soda in the foreground, and the white gentleman takes out a whip, does a little fancy wind-up, and then whips with precision the can of grape soda, exploding it in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grape soda, stereotypically, is enjoyed by African Americans who, while they were enslaved in the United States, were often whipped as punishment.
Yep. I was at the store at the meet and greet with Dan's True Story on Friday night, and he looks over at one of our competitors' products, Happy Dad, and he goes, "Hey, dude, they signed with Death Row and the flavor's grape?" And I go, "Yeah. The stereotype is real there.
It's
Snoop Dogg and grape.
I don't get that stereotype totally.
Grape Fanta.
Because I grew up, everyone I grew up around, grape soda, orange soda.
Well, that's because of where we live, Bob. We live near a black metropolitan city.
That's fair. I mean.
So, like Atlanta, same thing, man. I drank out of grape Fanta.
White, black, when I drank so much fucking grape soda as a child. And orange.
Oh, orange is that's a new flavor, I believe, that's coming out this fall for us. And yeah, we know our audience. And I can tell you where that's headed, Bob, after the show, because that contract's not done. But it's coming. What do we got up next?
This next one's called Racist Building.
Racist Building. Okay. Is there a 9/11 one in there today?
Yes.
Don't be racist. I am a building. Don't be racist. I am a building.
I don't even know what the fuck this means.
Me neither. It's just an excuse to add the 9/11 footage to a sketch.
Feels mostly offensive to buildings.
Yeah, it's not. Look, it never gets old to me because I'm always shocked by it. I'm still shocked by seeing the towers get hit.
One of my favorite things from when Oppenheimer came out, and they did like Barbenheimer, you know, the Barbenheimer thing. I guess they made a whole thing, like in Japan, there was a Barbenheimer advertisement or something, and they were mad because they were like, Oppenheimer's about the atomic bomb. We were nuked. That's horrible. Like, that's a scar on our history. It's a dark portion of our history or whatever that's traumatic to us. They're like, how would you like it, America, if we made some like ridiculous, like lighthearted 9/11 thing? And Americans were like, oh, we do that constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, those jokes started like 2 weeks after 9/11, bud.
Yeah.
Like, not sure.
Gilbert Gottfried, remember? Yeah. He was the first one that I remember. When we talked to RIP, when he was on the show, we talked to him about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see them doing a rom-com, a 9/11 rom-com over there in Japan. It's kind of a make-em-up for Oppenheimer. You know? I think it would work.
This is the goated 9/11 joke to me, and this was really early on. This is like 2002, 2003.
Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As you may or may not know, Lindsay and I have hit a bit of a rough patch.
Really? When did that start?
Well, I don't want to blame it all on 9/11, but it certainly didn't help. But anyway, I need your help.
Like a marriage failing for 10 years just blames 9/11.
It tore a lot of people up, dude. You know? I mean, ruined a lot of relationships.
David Cross, in his comedy special that came out a year or two after 9/11, made like a series of incredible jokes about it. He's like, you know, there was a guy somewhere in the Midwest that owned a flag company And as soon as he saw those towers go down, he goes, hello, flag money.
Yeah, that's true. Him, Toby Keith. Anybody with American flags and Toby Keith really made out like a bandit on 9/11.
Yeah.
All right, Peter Keith, by the way.
Nah. TK. This next one's called This Ain't Texas. It's the Beyonce song.
Oh.
Got to play it. You want to read us in here?
Her. OMG, I'm pregnant. What are we going to do?
It's a black man.
This ain't Texas.
Oh, fuck. That's so goddamn good, man.
That's an abortion joke.
Yeah. And he just pulled out a credit card
yeah.
to pay for that abortion. Holy Not bad, shit. Right? That's a great joke. Just a quick 5-second hitter right there. Big fan of those, yep. dude. They're right there on the surface.
Next up, is he black yet?
Is he black yet? Okay. Oh, fuck, dude. Holy shit. Big fan.
So people would see something like this and think that it might be racist. But really, we're calling cops racist.
Sure.
Right?
And for those of you at home, this is Aaron Bushnell. After he lit himself on fire and fell over on the ground, freeing Palestine, which is, I think they're free, right?
Yeah, they're free now, yeah. And the cop or the embassy security guy is waiting on him to turn black before he opens fire.
Correct.
Which is...
correct. The right thing to do.
It's part of our SOPs.
Yeah.
There's an excellent comment here as well.
Go ahead.
Someone commented underneath it. Makes sense he had firearms.
Oh,
man. God damn, that's clever, man. The fucking internet is undefeated. Firearms. God damn it, that's great. Who is that? I'll shout that guy out.
Shreesh Am?
Whatever.
I don't know,
Congratulations.
Man. That 600 followers, but he, yeah.
Anybody, dude. That's just proof that anybody can just fire off a great one-liner yeah. and just fucking end it. Because you're not beating that comment.
Ironically, he looks like one of the people this dude was trying to free.
Yeah.
So.
Sure does.
Go ahead and jot that down.
Yeah, keep that in your notebook.
Last up is Stolen Valor. It reminds me, maybe we'll have to play this after we do this one, but it reminds me of the real bros of Simi Valley when Homeboy tries to fight that baby. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is like a different iteration of it, and it's really fucking funny.
What's your ranks?
How long do you serve?
What are you doing? Oh, is that a puzzle piece you got to move?
TikTok's yeah, fucking TikTok, annoying. Stupid.
I'll get it, but yeah, it's just weird shit you have to do.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
But at least you can full screen it, unlike Instagram Reels.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Good for TikTok.
Hey, what rank are you? What's your ranks?
How long do you serve? That's the real question.
What's going on?
Stay out of this, man.
Dude, she's a baby.
No, I'm being serious. Stay out of it, man.
Bro, she's a baby.
You can't just put the damn outfit on trying to get a discount.
Okay, you don't just come into a Ralph's trying to get a discount with your uniform. Okay,
it's people like you.
Dude, it's a Halloween costume.
Look, I served in the United States military. Okay. All right?
Good for you.
Obviously, man. You didn't.
Okay, which goodbye. Is clearly a fake.
Okay, goodbye.
Stolen Valor! Stolen Valor! Stolen Valor!
Oh, Stolen Valor!
Stolen Valor!
Stolen Valor! I'm about to steal your
hat. Stolen Valor, everybody!
Yelling at the baby.
He's yelling at the baby. Bob, pull up that Real Bros of Simi Valley where he's trying to fight Hawk. It's one of my favorite clips of all time. I just want to, I don't care about the show anymore. I just want to enjoy this clip. I don't care about you or any of these.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't. I love that you can just watch this forever here.
Yeah.
Get him quiet. Give a little volume there, Bob.
Yeah, it's muted. Look on the far right.
Off this Hawk fool, okay? Hawk's a dumb name. You come in here like you own the place with your cool vans, steezing, like you're some sort of god. You're not god. You're a one-year-old child, okay? Everyone's jumping on his little baby dick, especially Xander, little one-year-old douche. Like, I've known you since 9th grade, bro. You've known this guy for maybe a year. Maybe.
Yo, why is he looking at me like that? What's up, little bud? You got a staring problem, pal?
Like what, dude? He's just looking at you. He's a baby. He's just
look at his face. Dumb little face.
Stop.
Yo, Zan, get your boy, dog.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites of all time.
That's great, dude. That's great. God damn it. All right.
Wait, we got some breaking news.
Whoa, do we? What do we got?
From the CDC. COVID is the flu.
Oh, that's right. Shit, I saw that. Was that real?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We can now treat it as the flu, apparently.
I mean, it's always nice to hear from the government that I should be doing the thing that I've already been doing this mm-hmm. whole time.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
thanks, CDC, yeah. for wasting 4 years of our lives, you fucking cunts.
Speaking of 4 years, looks like Trump might be safe to get back in the White House for another 4 years now that the ballot decision has been made in Colorado. Supreme Court on Monday tossed out a Colorado court ruling that barred Donald John Trump from appearing on the state's Republican presidential primary ballot because of a provision in the U.S. Constitution related to people who engage in insurrection. The unanimous decision said that states have no power under the Constitution to enforce the provision disqualifying people from federal office if they engaged in insurrection, especially the presidency. The ruling states could disqualify people from holding state offices on those grounds. The decision in Trump's favor, which was 9-0, by the way. Did you see the votes?
Yeah.
9-0 on that one across the board. States do not have power under the Constitution to do this here. Look, I know the decision's in Trump's favor, obviously, here, but was this ever in doubt, or was this always just grandstanding?
I mean, you've got sitting members of the Supreme Court who won't admit what a woman is. So, yeah, I was in doubt.
This one felt safe to me, but I guess nothing should. So maybe
nothing feels safe to me with these fucking dum-dums.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't take this for granted. I know a couple other states were thinking about this. Now that's going to be taken off as well here. Look, they got one left, I think, right? It's the immunity decision, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. Well, actually, I'm sorry, two more. Because if the immunity decision goes to them.
They already took that case up.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Okay. So then the last one would be, you know, if he wins all the states tomorrow on Super Tuesday, which he's expected to do, he'll have locked up the Republican nomination at that point.
Well, I mean, he didn't win D.C.
Right. Nikki Haley did. Yeah. Big shock there.
There's like 1,500 votes.
Yeah.
In that entire area for Republicans. Yeah. I don't know what that... I'm not sure what that says about her. That the only Republicans that have voted for her so far are people in the Republican Party in D.C.
I don't think it's I don't think it was Republicans at all. I bet you it was Democrats who voted.
No, it's probably the Republicans that live in D.C.
Well, you don't you think all those people who spent all that money in her in D.C. Went out and voted just so they could say, "Hey, we got one here."
Maybe, yeah, but. You know, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But so that case, if he wins tomorrow.
I mean, those are wealthy people. They don't live in D.C. They live in Virginia or Maryland.
Okay.
No rich people. Well, I mean, there's some, but not many rich people live in D.C. D.C. sucks.
Well, don't you have to live in D.C. to vote in D.C.?
Yeah.
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 So, I mean, you'd have to, you can't come from Virginia, right?
No. Yeah. No, those are people that live in, it's staffers and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Republican staffers.
Yeah. I think that's the only people who are voting on this bullshit. If he does win Super Tuesday, though, then they'll have to go back to the Supreme Court another time to see if they'll stop these trials from going on so he can try to figure out an election strategy here. Because right now, he's currently scheduled to go to court for the one in, I think, Miami in March 24th. Or 25th, I believe, like coming up.
Also, I don't think D.C. has an open primary.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think so either, though.
For what I'm seeing, they don't. So Texas has an open primary, right? Where I can just walk in and
open
vote.
Open primary means regardless of how you're registered, you can vote. You can't vote in both, but you can vote in either primary.
Okay.
Repub or Dem. Yeah.
Gotcha. With this one, look, none of this has been a shock. They're not even... I mean, the news is barely covering Super Tuesday tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they're not going to cover something they know the outcome of like that.
Right.
Unless it's a favorable one, right?
No. Look, all appearances right now, it doesn't appear that Biden's going anywhere. Unless he dies.
No, it looks like it's going to be the same. Well, I mean, the real difference this year is that he doesn't have a baked-in reason to not do public appearances into more debates and shit, right? Now the Republicans don't want to make the same mistake that they did in 2020, which is like talk about how much of a fucking senile retard he is the whole time and then have him come perform at any level. If he performs, then he overshoots their shit. They should talk about issues, talk about the border, talk about the economy. Don't say anything about him being old and all that shit, because who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's true that he's too old to be alive, right? We should fucking just let him go out to pasture and fucking, you know, pass with some dignity instead of being paraded up in front of people like this. But his age is the least of our concerns. Look at what he's done in the mm-hmm. past 3 years, right? He's completely butt-fucked our country. So, you know, stick to the facts, I think, is...
I think so, too. The other interesting thing to watch here is Jill Biden is out everywhere right now because he's not doing any fucking interviews or speeches or any of that bullshit, unless it's pre-taped or canned. Mm. He did Jimmy Fallon the other night and threw on the dark Brandon sunglasses. Who knows what the editing process was for that fucking interview, but she's been doing all the press for it. She seems hungrier to be in office than anybody else. I was like, holy shit. All right, Doc. Dr. Jill Biden really fucking wants this.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I mean, like, honestly, put him in a home and then go on a speaking tour or something. Because what is she, like, 64?
Yeah, she's quite a bit just enjoy your life, though. Like, I don't understand why you want this scrutiny or everything else.
I don't think she's 10 years younger than him. I don't think there's any enjoying life with Joe Biden.
I don't either.
Right? Like, he's a crotchety, senile piece of shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, put him in a home.
Dipe him up,
chain him to a radiator, and then go off and fucking bang younger dudes. She's not bad looking for 72. She could probably score some 50-year-old fucking hogs.
And I'm sure Giorgio's out there. He would take a shot at Joe Biden. Yeah. That's great for a resume.
She's a doctor.
It's great for a resume.
Yeah.
Who's you banging? Who's your most famous person you bang? Dr. Jill Biden? Oh, well, all right.
I wouldn't refer to her like that.
You have to.
I don't.
I know you don't, but he would.
He would, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But he's like, that's clout chasing.
Yeah.
I'm not playing into her fantasy that she's got a PhD in English. Like, congratulations, dude. That's the language we all fucking speak. I'm an expert at it. Fuck you.
But recognize Shaquille O'Neal as a doctor?
No.
No. No, I don't.
Or Dakota Meyer.
A sheriff, though, I do.
He's a sheriff, a DJ, and a doctor.
So all of those except for doctor, I'll recognize.
Wait, is Shaq the non-porn version of Johnny Sins?
Essentially, yeah.
Pretty close. Fuck, dude.
He's probably done porn, too.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, if Freddie got fingered, he was like flopping his dong around.
Sure was. But for her, look, at 72, is that an accomplishment to say, all right, you're clout chasing? That's a 72. Like, is there
if
any?
If she's the first lady of the United States, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who else in her 70s, though, would be clout chasing? Helen Mirren. Maybe?
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would plow her anytime.
Yeah.
Mostly because she's rushing to get back at them, but.
Sure.
Either way,
you don't have to pull out either, because there's no risk of them having children.
I don't.
No, I know you don't, but like, especially with a 72,
you can either pull out or punch down. It's one of the two, and you know which one I choose.
Obviously,
right?
Yeah, obviously.
This ain't Texas.
No, this ain't Texas. God, such a great sketch. Mm-hmm. Fucking it. 5 seconds is all it took for that sketch.
Hey, man,
that's Patreon.
Fine,
that's great. Fucking great. Next up, majority of scientists say that sex is binary. Sex is binary, according to the majority of British scientists in a poll. The difference between sex and gender has become an increasingly incendiary topic as activists, scientists, and politicians all debate the terms and the implications they have for policy. But a survey of almost 200 scientists at British universities conducted by The Telegraph and census-wide found 58% of respondents think sex is binary, except in rare cases such as intersex individuals. All right, I'm going to stop you here before I read the rest of this. What the fuck does intersex mean? What is that?
Hermaphrodite.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, born with a fucking ding-dong and a pussy?
Is that real?
Yeah. Shit, she was born with a cock and a pussy.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Wait.
Famous story.
I wasn't there, but...
Famous story in Hollywood.
Wasn't she like full nude in that Trading Places?
Yes.
So and where was the hog?
Well,
pull it up, Bob.
You're not going to find it because I know this movie like the back of my fucking hand. They stop right at the belly button. You get to see her ass from behind, and then when they cut to the front, you get to see her tits.
Right there.
Boom.
She might be tucked up here.
No, they just didn't.
No, look, you can see her fucking puss right there.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, she might be tucked up on the right.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the.
Bob, can you zoom in? Are there reflections behind her?
I think the one on the right is fake.
No,
it's, the one on the left is the one I remember.
These
from the
are
movie.
Still shots from a fucking video.
Hang
bro.
On, dude. We're in the age of fucking AI here, so that's where I remember. Okay, great, Bob. Oh shit, we can't show that, right?
No,
fuck. All right. Who's this was asshole? She new in another one?
Oh, she's got
who's
a titty.
Apparently, that's not Dan Aykroyd.
You don't- God damn it, dude! Look at the fucking bombs on Jamie Lee Curtis. Just
yeah, she had some nice big natties.
She still does.
Well, they're probably not natty anymore. I'm sure she's got work.
No, she doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Nah, look, scroll down to the fucking puss. Unless she's, that's a serious tuck job.
It's not tucked up. So the rumor was she was born with a dick and a vagina, mm-hmm. and then her parents cut the penis off at birth. So it's not like she went through the rest of her life like that.
Have we never seen her puss or anything?
We've never seen her pussy. Have you ever seen a spread eagle shot of fucking Jamie Lee Curtis? This is the news, Bob. This is journalism at its finest right now today. If I don't see a beef pic of Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm going to blow my fucking brains out on air. Couldn't say that on YouTube, but I can definitely say that on Patreon here. Oh, look at that.
Just God show me your
young
fucking,
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Let me see the beef. If you click manage setting, the blue circle thing over there, you can turn all that filter shit off. And just see straight up beef.
Not nude, but I don't know where she's hiding it.
Yeah, but
no,
that's
no,
not,
no. She got it cut off, yeah. dude. She got it cut off at birth.
Yeah.
So what do you do here? You know who she's married to? One of the comedy icon, one of the greatest of all time. No, Christopher Guest.
I don't know who that
They've
is.
They've been married for fucking Waiting for Guffman.
A Mighty Wind.
Spinal Tap.
Waiting for Guffman. What the fuck is that?
Spinal Tap.
Best in Show.
Best in Show.
Saturday Night Live.
I know who Christopher Guest is. Fucking, come on, man.
One of the best of all time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see if there's scars down there, to be honest.
Yeah, because if you get it cut off at birth, so that begs the question. This has been going around for years in Hollywood. If it's gone day one, does it matter because of how hot Jamie Lee Curtis is? Because there was a pussy underneath it.
I mean, you can do a DNA test and she'll either have two X or an X and a Y. That's how you know.
Bob, look up and see if they have kids together. I can't let this go today. I've got to fucking know. Because if they do, then...
Or just look up Jamie Lee Curtis pregnant.
She does have two
kids. She has two kids.
Two kids? So what because I don't know much about hermaphrodites, obviously, but if you get the ding dong cut off, apparently everything else works. Let's see the kids. Whoa.
Oh boy. Well, that one on the left is kind of, it looks like it probably was a dude at some point and it's transitioned.
God damn it.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, you are. It looks right. And then Bob, look at that, leave that photo up. If Jamie Lee colors up here, just colors her fucking hair. You're still banging her at 75 years old or however
65,
old she is.
She's
only 65?
Yeah. She might be passable.
She just doesn't care, man.
Or maybe it's for a role. Hold on. Hmm. Elijah Hill in the chat is saying she has XXY chromosomes, which would be intersex. That might be true. I don't know. I don't know enough about that. I don't care.
But that means she can have kids?
Not necessarily one way or the other. I don't know if that's the... Hold on. I'm trying to find...
Where do you live, though, in this Jamie Lee Curtis world, right? Let's say you guys
I've never heard of this until right now.
Oh, really? So now let's get your live reaction then. Let's say you guys were dating. I mean, she was a fucking smoke show.
I mean, if it was after she had had kids, what would I know?
They're adopted.
They're adopted? Fuck! Fuck, what do you do
Curtis
there?
And Guest what became do you do parents there? Through
what
adoption.
What are the odds that a Hollywood person adopted a kid and it turned out trans? I mean,
well,
astronomical odds that could ever happen.
I know. But let's dig into this, dude. Jamie Lee Curtis was so hot. Let's say you guys date. She's completely buck naked. We've already seen her buck naked. Huge, beautiful naturals, dude.
If I see weird scars, I'm going to ask what they are.
Right. And then,
hey, did you have a C-section or what is that?
And then she says, no, I was born a hermaphrodite with a dick, but the dick and balls got cut off day one of birth.
Sure, yeah.
And they were removed. Do you still have sex with
them? No.
Really?
No.
Bob?
What? Yeah, I'll fuck Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, there's plenty of fucking hot. There's so many hot women in the world.
There were few, if any, hotter than her in the 80s.
I know, man.
Helen Mirren was hotter. But she was a Russian spy, so you got to take that into consideration.
Yeah, but Jamie Lee Curtis.
Farrah Fawcett was hotter.
But Jamie Lee Curtis is top 10.
Up there.
Top 10, man.
What era are we talking about? Let's say 80s?
80s, yeah.
Bob, pull up hottest women of the 80s. We're going off fucking script here.
Well, the fucking Christy Brinkley is going to be one.
Yeah.
That photo right there, that era.
Yeah.
Right here.
Okay. Yeah. So hottest women of the 80s, just pull up a fucking listicle somewhere.
Yeah. Just type in hottest women.
We're not doing any of the rest of this shit.
No, we are today. We're doing all the things today. I'm all in on this, though. I'm all in on this. This is what you fucking pay for.
We got a good list here. I'm just going to go with the ranker situation.
Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh,
okay. So we're talking Scarface Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Good one. That's a good one.
Christie Brinkley.
Nailed it.
Kathy Ireland.
Yep.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yep.
I never heard of Cheryl Ladd.
Come on. Are you serious?
I'm a little
disgraceful.
I think Heather Locklear is more of a 90s chick. I don't like her on the 80s
list. So in real life, one of my first events that I worked, Heather Locklear walked in the room. Grown men audibly gasp. There's two people in real life that I've seen that have stopped an entire room, Heather Locklear and Gwen Stefani, where everybody just turned and was just like, oh my God, dude, you were beautiful. Like, it was fucking mind-altering. Who else is on this list?
Mia Sara.
Ferris Bueller Day Off. Ferris Bueller's girlfriend.
Oh, she was only in one movie, though. She was beautiful.
But she doesn't belong on this list.
No.
Elle McPherson definitely does. Yes, Elle McPherson. She's a model. Sandy Crawford obviously does.
Elizabeth Shue is on there?
Elizabeth Shue, yeah.
I like Elizabeth. That was the Karate Kid era for her, too.
So one thing, I'm getting a lot of like nine people who should be on the 90s.
Phoebe Cates, dude.
Phoebe Cates on the strength of one scene and one movie.
Yes.
And we all know what it is.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, dude.
Pounded off in the fucking bathroom.
Damn it, she was hot.
With her fucking little red bikini.
Give her her fucking flowers, Bob.
I mean, just...
Pop her up on screen.
God damn.
Everybody fucking remembers that moment.
I'm getting a boner even hearing that song, dude.
I'm telling you, Judge Reinhold hears that song, it comes immediately every single time.
He's in the new Beverly Hills Cop.
I'd rather see the fucking picture of Judge Reinhold pounding off in the bathroom. Can we see that one? Because I've got this one on my wall already. It's a poster, man. Come on. See Judge Reinhold pounding it.
Phoebe Cates, dude.
The second one's better because he's getting caught. That's how I get off.
Oh,
is getting caught.
God.
Look at her fucking face.
Great still there, Bob. Oh, her face is great in this too.
Perfect. Yeah. Everything
she's perfect
out.
In that. Like she's perfect.
I know. She reminds me of Olivia Rodrigo, Bob.
Oh, don't do that.
I would drive by her house at night. Certainly,
you sure would. She's 21 too, Bob. So it's not gross anymore. You don't have to feel ashamed.
I feel like driving by someone's house is gross forever.
Well, that's a
you
that's
don't
a,
age out of that one.
That's an Olivia Rodrigo song reference.
Song, yeah.
Driver's
yeah,
license.
Yeah, yeah.
She's inviting people to drive by her house.
She was driving by her ex's house.
Oh, word. So she's a creep.
I got my driver's license last week.
Good luck with all that shit.
It's great here, but what the fuck does this mean here? This study. So it says less than a third, 29%, agreed with the statement that sex is not binary, while 1 in 8 people, 13%, had no views or preferred not to answer.
Well, what that means is that 29% of the scientists they polled are fucking delusional, and what was it, 14% are cowards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why even bring this up, or is this where we're headed as a society? Because this has been a big topic over the weekend here. I don't know if you caught Bill Maher on Friday night or the clip that was going around with
my friend was on.
Dr. Phil. Oh, really?
Bhatia, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, Dr. Phil was saying, look, we've got to get more people in this country to get married and have children. I guess the rate is down to 1.7 and it needs to be at 2.1 to survive, and Bill Maher was like, well, what's your suggestion? Because according to your book, you believe it's faith and family and wanting to do things or whatever. And he goes, look, it's not that you have to be religious. Mm-hmm. It's that you're, you know, hanging out with your family and all
shared
this other
culture.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's the shared culture that surrounds the family unit. It doesn't matter if it's religious or not.
But Bill Maher's response was, well, I want to be single forever and have sex and not have kids. And that's fun. And a lot of people are doing it. He goes, it's great that more people are doing it, mm-hmm. but how do we create enough people in this country if it's not for immigration and blah, blah, blah? And the next study that was up were just people are just having less sex, like younger people are.
And you know what's funny about this? So I find this whole thing incredibly fascinating when it comes to immigration and abortion and just everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, because the economy, it's all goes back to the economy, basically. Yes. Like our guest was saying on Friday, or the British guy.
Yep.
He was like, oh, man, it's all the economy.
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Francis Foster.
So what's interesting about it is that people, they're having less kids, right? And a lot of Americans are like, well, it's just so expensive. Like, if you paid for more stuff, it was cheaper to have kids, if daycare was cheaper, something like that. All of that is true in Europe, and they have less kids than we do.
So what is it? What's the answer for this?
Testosterone is 40% lower in the average adult male than it was 20 years ago. That's a big part of it. Another big part of it is nihilism, right? The Sigma crowd who are, there's Sigma males and Sigma females. Sigma females, we know, that's the spinster cat lady, right?
Yes.
That we know that trope already. The Sigma male is this guy who refuses to participate in society anymore. Oh, women are all cunts or blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. All they want is something from you. It's like, yeah, and you want something from them. That's why we've been pair bonding for 3 million fucking years, retard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. Those are two sides of the same coin there.
But basically, with this, even, you know, going back to the study that sex is binary at this point, right? I think people do view it like that now, which is fucked up. I mean, they're completely delusional, but I think
That's all a canard, though. That's not why people aren't fucking and having kids. That's not why. They're not doing it because they don't see any hope in the future. That's why people stop having kids.
I think part of it is, too, one thing I get served a lot, and this could just be because it's my timeline or whatever, but I don't know if you guys know this, too. I've been seeing a lot of content being very pro-dink. Like pro
dual income, no kids.
Pro Peter Dinklage.
No, I mean that's like 3 years ago.
I hate him.
I don't like him, but I do like I like his stuff. I like watching him do stuff.
You fantastic
like
the way he moves? Actor.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, I get a lot of dink, a lot of pro dink stuff. The other day, I just got one about again Seth Rogen.
Oh, that
about
thing makes the rounds at least 3 times a year. It's on Puberty Today.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, fucking Seth Rogen says he doesn't want to have kids because it doesn't sound fun. Like, if your whole life is about having fun, you are going to kill yourself at some point.
Dude, it's so funny, too, because his whole thing is like, oh, it's great. I got to lay in bed and be high with my wife and watch movies in the morning. It's like, I don't know. It sounds pathetic.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm still 15.
Yeah, like, literally.
You're broadcasting your fucking immaturity and uselessness to the world, bud.
I've done some pretty fucking cool shit in this life, but I can honestly say, like, being a dad is the best. And it's not even close. So I don't know. It's one of those things where, shit, Rob just had a baby. I talked to him on Friday, Rob O'Neill.
Yeah.
Cheers to Rob O'Neill. And we were talking about it, and he's just like, it's the greatest thing ever. Like, I don't understand why people, and I was like, bro, I don't either. Yeah, we'll bitch about it from time to time on the show about being exhausted or whatever that comes along with it, but that's also part of the reward.
It's
where,
easier to bitch about it, though, because you sound fucking gay when you get sentimental about it, right? You're just like, oh, it's so sweet. Like, people don't want to be sweet all the time. But it is fun. Like, the crazy shit that happens is fun to bitch about because it's funny. It's like, oh, kid,
right.
I got crapped on for the 8th time this week. Yeah. Like,
but I think, too, like, I feel somewhat responsible as a host if I were to say, oh, it's fucking shitty, it's a nightmare, or whatever. Like, no, dude. Be fucking proud to be a dad. Be a good dad. And it's awesome, man, in the long run. So, shit. Have kids. And like, the expense thing, though, does come into play. I can tell you that, man. You're looking at these fucking grocery bills and all this shit right now. Like, fuck, man.
Start growing your own food.
It's tough because you got to be there. And especially if both parents work, it's harder than it looks growing your own food. For real. Yes, it is.
It's not.
The water and attention, especially in Texas, the droughts here and everything else, it's fucking hard, man.
You're thinking about it all wrong, but this is not the place. Actually, if you want to learn more about that. No. I mean, this show is not the place to have that discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Not today anyways. But if you want to learn more about that, you can check out Jack Spierko, Spirko. He's on Citizen in like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Watch that episode, and you'll learn a lot about this and how easy it is, actually.
I don't know. To Ross's point, I had a terrible diaper harvest this spring.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/DrinkinBros. Come on now. You got to use that promo code DrinkinBros for 50% off everything in the entire store. Mattresses, adjustable bases, pillows, and more. Plus, they got a 101 night sleep trial and mattresses that are now all made in America. Okay, a lot of people at home been axing me and you on the chats. Like, hey, man, we haven't heard GhostBed. Product refresh across the board over there. Tons of new mattresses over there. Wanted to make sure they were all stocked up and ready to go, obviously. As a business owner, a small business owner as well, you can't sell out of shit. Once you sell out of shit, people stop going over there. So they're all stocked up. Best products in the business. Love GhostBed. Nothing happened with those guys. Best in the biz over there. They're just creating more products is what they're doing. That new line of RV mattresses is out. They also did a line with Venus Williams. Tennis superstar, Hall of Famer Venus Williams over there. Still the very best in the biz and still giving you that 50% off over there. I don't know how they're doing it. It's fucking crazy to me, but congratulations. It's a win for you. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and load up. Sheets are amazing as well, by the way. You can load up the entire cart and get 50% off everything in the entire store. And that is simply for being a Drinking Bro listener over there. So go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros for 50% off over there. Love the old Ghost Bed. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Gotta get those micro factors, dog. It's the Essench. It's the Essench vitamin package that you've been missing over there. I was the dummy before this company joined the show that was just ordering jars of shit off of fucking Amazon, scraping it together, and then yelling at my wife when I ran out for not getting me more. And she was like, hey, bro, I'm not your fucking dad here. All right, I'm your wife. Take care of yourself. Firstform.com/drinkingbros. Took all of the work out of the equation there. They said, fuck it. We'll just make a little pouch for you. All you got to do is rip that open, pop it in your gullet, and you're good to go here. What's in it? Well, you got the CoQ10s, the EFAs, the fruits and veggies, the probiotics in there. Everything you need to keep your heart pumping strong, your mind functioning, and that gut health, dude. It's important. We all don't eat the way we want to, work out the way we need to every single day. Therefore, firstform.com/drinkingbros has got you covered in the vitamins department. While you're over there, peruse the rest of their website over there. Best energy drinks in the biz, in my opinion, across the board. I love those energy drinks. Love their fucking breakfast protein sticks over there. God damn, those sausage ones are still great in the morning there to get you going. Because I'm mostly like a low carb, low sugar type of dude, and those are perfect in the morning with some coffee, and then the vitamins, of course. You're gonna get free shipping on orders over $75 too at firstform.com/drinkingbros, and it's worth it, man. You start shipping energy drinks to your house, it could be pricey. Not over there. Not with that savings. I don't know how they're doing it, but again, congratulations to those guys as well. Holy shit. Love First Form. Next up, we got American Giants. We all know American Giants. Those guys, man, their hoodies have been iconic. It's how that company exploded. And then after that, they just went into some good old-fashioned comfort, dude. Some of the most comfortable tees in the business that also look nice. You can do a business meeting in these, some Zoom meetings, work out in them, go to a dinner in them. They're classy. It's classy shit over at American Giants over there. Yes, we know about that classic full zip hoodie. Those guys were, I think, one of the first to break through in that space. All their gear is made in America over there. American Giant puts the quality, durability, and comfort they're famous for into everything from t-shirts to jeans, sweatshirts, jackets. And again, I hate to keep bringing up that hoodie, but those guys are the best at doing it. So this spring, whether you're dressing for work, the gym, or happy hour, you'll have something you love in your closet from American Giants. Find a closet staple for every part of your spring days at American-Giant.com. Again, that is American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use the code BROS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code BROS over there. Love American Giants. I've had those hoodies for a while now. Years at this point, I feel like. Last but not least, today we got Babbel. Get 50% off at babbel.com/drinkingbros. Spelled babbel.com/drinkingbros. Learning a new language has never been easier. Okay? A lot of people are back out traveling. Weather's starting to get warmer. Probably heading over to another country just to check it out. Some people are super rich. Ooh, you rich? And they're taking their kids to other countries and stuff. At Babbel, you can pick up a new language pretty easy over there. The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every single day. That's not in the cards this year. Still learn a language. The second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, let's make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Did you know that learning actually makes a sound? It does. It's true. It's listen. Look, if you play that Babbel app, dude, boom, you're learning shit. Congratulations, dude. So be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is also designed for real conversations. So if you need to hail a cab or check into a hotel or grab a check at a restaurant, you're going to learn the quick sentences. A lot of studies have shown it's better than taking a fucking course on it. And they don't use all the AI bullshit, dude. These are real people, actually speak the language, and they're making it easy for you here. It's not like you're learning Tolstoy, for Christ's sakes. Although, you have the capability if you want to. So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/drinkingbros. Get 50% off at babbel.com/drinkingbros, spelled babbel.com/drinkingbros. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure did.
All the diapers I planted in the backyard, nothing.
None of them grew.
Yeah.
None of them grew.
You can make your own diapers. Out of Indian hair, I believe, is what they used to do.
We're not doing that. We're not going back to the fucking 1800s.
Just cut the legs out of garbage bags, put them on there, put a rubber band around the waist.
Just a nice cloth diaper that's
I really don't. I feel like buying diapers from the store is something I would try to avoid. To be honest, I know it would be like I have friends who have done it before. There's a rubber insert and then a cloth that goes around it. Right.
I think
I would
There's
have to do
no
that.
Amount of carbon footprint that is too big for me to not buy diapers.
It's 100% agree.
It's not about the carbon footprint. It's just about having shitty diapers in your fuck. Like, I would rather dump that shit down the toilet. I clean up dog shit all the time because I've had dogs for years, right?
Sure.
I would rather dump that shit down the toilet and wash it off than have like a full garbage bag because my kids are going to take some thick ass Dukes. You know what I mean? Obviously, it runs in the family, so it's like, I don't want that shit around my house. Flush it down the toilet where it fucking belongs, man.
You gotta start doing it soon, though.
I know.
Hey, like, you're running out of time here.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
Next up, we got the old Christian nightclub.
This might be a good time to wedge in that Bob thing, actually.
Oh, yeah, we'll pop that up here. The young crowd at a Nashville nightclub was ready to dance underneath the strobe lights to a throbbing mix of hip-hop, rap, and Latino beats, a.k.a. Latinx there for everybody out there. But first, they gathered to pray and to praise God. The rules were announced on the dance floor by a mic-carrying MC to more than 200 club-goers, blanketed by thick smoke out of a fog machine, said rule number one, no twerking. Second rule, no drinking. And third rule, no smoking. The last unspoken rule seemed obvious by then. No secular music. The playlist would all be Christian. Welcome to the Cove, brother. Who's that there, Bob? You got somebody on Pray Boy there.
This is actually my 1995 cover of Pray Boy.
Pray Boy magazine there. Yeah. That was sent in by our listeners for you.
Yeah, I can't believe they found it.
That's what being a good Christian boy is right there.
Yeah.
You know? You got to give it up for the people.
Which one of those things around his neck catches the semen?
Obviously, the cone.
Yeah, the cone does.
Yeah.
The cone does.
This is when I won my best boy award.
Sure was.
Mother boy.
Mother boy, dude. Is there a clip of this, by the way?
I couldn't find one. I don't know. Open
I would die to fucking hear this DJ announce this to the people in a serious tone. Hey, everyone, no twerking. All right, we're not going to do that here. Number two, no drinking. No smoking is number three, obviously. And then last but not least, here's Creed. You know? Give me the fucking Christian rock right here.
Well, they're
although
not,
they're not.
Yeah.
Well, he was writing. I saw an interview. He was writing songs with Christian. They were like, fuck, man, what does that mean, man?
I got video.
No way. Fuck, let's go. Dude. Let's go. All right.
I mean, tell me they're not like grinding and popping and locking.
I went to a Christian nightclub and here's how it went. So my wife and I are spending some time in Nashville, and we'd heard of this Christian nightclub called The Cove. Shout out to my boy Shem, who's one of the co-founders that I met.
What's up?
We got here just after the start time, which was 7:30, and it was already popping off.
The people are the main event. That's our heart behind it, and we're here to serve you guys.
Before the music and dancing started, we got to hear from some of the co-founders and their heart behind it, which was really cool. And after a few icebreakers, we split into two halves of the room and did a bit of a dance-off. There was also a little stall with some merch, which was dope. Shout out Made Low and Benji. The clothes were fire. Throughout the night, Benji. There was a bit of a dance circle going on, which was fun to watch. And they had food trucks. One of my favorite parts of the night, not gonna lie. The wings were so delicious. And of course, I had to do a little outfit check for the night. This little photo area with the backdrop is such a good idea. We then ended the night with some praise and worship, which was a wholesome ending to a wholesome night. I went.
Oh, that's great, dude. It would have been awesome. Though. I want to hear a hardcore Christian rapper just go, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. I want to. So if there's Christian nightclubs, is there going to be Christian porn as well?
What's so you have that, to be married?
What's that going to look like?
You have to be married, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, but you're not allowed to lust after somebody else's wife. So I guess within the realms, or I'm sorry, within the rules of Christianity, you should be able to make your own pornography and watch it. Like,
yeah.
I should be able to watch, like, if my wife sends me nudes.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Right.
Or if we make a sex tape, there's nothing wrong with that either.
No.
I just Googled it, but the first video on Pornhub under Christian porn videos is my ex called me to fuck. She made me come in her hashtag sneaky link. And I just.
What?
That's just, Christian. That's very Christian.
What does sneaky link have to do with anything?
Yeah. And what is a sneaky link? I don't know what that is.
I don't
Seems
know.
Like a sausage, you fucking.
I'll be honest. Yeah.
You stuff run right in the asshole. No. Just a little sausage right in the old.
Oh, this is actually in the.
Oh, fuck.
This is in the private room at the Christian nightclub, I believe.
Well, this is an ad.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Well, this is.
This is the sort of VIP section.
Okay, let's see that there. You can play the audio, probably, for the audio listeners.
I don't think this is Christian.
You can play the audio.
Where's the buffet, by the way? Yeah, they never have good craft services at these orgies.
They never do.
This is like the
most you can eat her ass.
Awkward
right.
shit I've ever seen in my life.
Look at the warm-up sesh there. Homeboy was dying to be first in. Smart move during a gangbang, by the way. Got to be first in. And somebody else is lubing up his dick. You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, man.
Another dude.
Help a bro out.
It's not. Hardness seems to be an issue here.
It is, because you're nervous. Whoa.
You keep talking.
Oh, I'm going to fuck this guy.
You got to let me in. I got to film.
You got to let me in. I got to film. This doesn't seem very Christian, Bob. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know. I see 12 guys.
How long do you think this guy lasts? I'll say 20 seconds tops here. There's no way he's going past 20. Was that audio on for the audio?
Yeah, it got a little slappy.
It's fine. The audio, we can do whatever we want. I mean, episode 100, we had a couple have sex on air for 2 hours, for Christ's sake. So we're good with that. A little audio banging is not going to kill you there.
Let's see.
None of these guys look Christian.
This guy's so close to that guy.
Yeah, he's touching the back of his leg with his wiener.
He's really fucking pounding her. Good for him.
Bo Biden's brain tumor says, what happens in a Muslim nightclub? I don't know. Ask the people in Miami. Or no, I'm sorry. It was Orlando. Excuse me. At the Pulse nightclub. You shoot everybody is what they do.
Yeah. Oh, I was right. It was about 20 seconds. Damn it, dude. The next guy's in real quick. Shit. I don't know that I could maintain an erection while feeling another man's cum. and be able to do that today.
Do you think your dick is discriminant enough to tell the difference between her vaginal juices and semen inside of her?
Yes. It's all mental, dude. It's all mental.
Yeah, but that's not real, right?
It is real. No. If you're feeling another man's cum on your fucking dick and balls. Yeah, but
you wouldn't know. You're just balls deep in puss at that point.
But you're seeing it. It's warm. Now, if you would have Stevie Wondered me into the situation and it was just like, hey, insert your penis into this vagina. No, I probably wouldn't know. But he watched the other guy blast all over her.
By the way, nothing is Christian about this.
I can't even watch the sex. The guy's jerking off in line is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You got to, Bob.
I was going to say, there's like levels to this, right? The guys that don't have face coverings on, their lives are over already before they even got there for this. Like, if you're not worried about that, yeah.
This guy doesn't have any face coverings on, but he's wearing a sombrero.
He was.
The other guy's got a Zorro mask on, which is smart. Man, these are just random people here.
Jeep and Justin says you don't want a reverse flow swimmer. That's a good point. Can sperm swim up your dick hole
from somebody else and
get you pregnant?
Yeah.
It's going to fucking burn, too.
I like to note.
I guess that's how gay dudes get pregnant, right?
Yeah.
This might be the parent in me, but one of the first things I noticed over here is there's a just giant box of baby wipes in the background.
Oh, God.
What do you think that's for?
Damn it, dude. To wipe off all the cum.
I haven't seen any cum yet.
The guy just fucking blasted all over. What's Christian about this, and how did this pop up?
Well, I mean, go forth and multiply.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
I don't think he was talking about long division math shit, right? He's talking about fucking getting puss. You know, the entire book of, wait, which one is it, Bob?
Matthew? Judah?
No, Steve? It was written by Solomon. Song of Solomon is just about fucking. That whole book is about fucking. He in very great detail describes women's bodies and how he was banging them and shit.
Yeah.
That whole book is about that.
That guy's final statement on this regarding the nightclub was Christians get a rep for being corny. We want to show that Christians can be normal, can be cool, and they can have fun. A second equally popular event was Time to Ring in the New Year. A third was held in February. Yeah.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life, to be honest.
This Christian?
Yeah.
I don't mind it, actually.
I mean, I'm glad they're having fun and shit, but don't, like, just have a lock-in. You're not drinking. You're just listening to music together. What the fuck?
Hey, dude.
That's also nothing. Just like, you just are corny.
You don't have to do drugs all day long to have a good time.
No, not to have a good time, but to have a good time around 60 other people. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's either that or football, right? Those are the only two scenarios where you're having fun around that many people.
I love it. I mean, good for them, dude. It's some good old, clean, wholesome fun.
Broncos are cutting Russell Wilson.
Are they really?
They just announced it, yeah.
Fuck. That's what's the cap hit on that?
$85 million in dead money. Oh, that's how they're gonna fucking spend $85 million to not play him.
If he goes to Atlanta, I'll fucking end my life.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope he goes to Atlanta.
My life on air. They take him and then they draft JJ McCarthy.
I hope they do that. Yes.
God damn it.
Both those two things combined, I might take the rest of the year off, to be honest. And it's only March.
Next up, Germany lights up the leftists. Suspected far right terrorists are being hunted by heavily armed German police this morning. Plunging parts of the capital of Berlin into lockdown after gunfire was heard during early morning raids. Images from the last few hours show specialist anti-terror teams raiding properties linked to the Red Army faction. The RAF, as they're known, in the Berlin, what is that, Friedrichshang? Is it Friedrichshang? I've never been there. Areas with two properties being searched. Local news reports say two men believed to be RAF former members, Ernst Volkerstab and Burkhard Garwig, have been arrested. Police have yet to formally identify the suspects, according to German site RBB24. A spokesman for the Berlin police say two men had been arrested, and their identities are now being clarified. When a door was opened, the sounds of gunfire were said to have been heard on Thursday last week. A grenade and other weapons were found in searches of the Berlin apartment where a suspected former member of the left-wing militant group was arrested. Daniela Kleet, 65, was arrested on Monday afternoon. While much about her whereabouts the last 30 years remains unclear, she apparently has been living in the German capital under a false name for some time. She is also accused of participating in a string of robberies between 1999 and 2016 after the Red Army faction was disbanded. She is suspected of robbery and attempted murder together with two other suspected ex-members of the group Stab and Garwig here. I don't know much about this story. What is the RAF?
It's basically German Antifa from the 80s and 90s.
And these were what was left over? Because they're making 65.
They're making a comeback now. They're starting to do whatever the fuck it is they do again. But they also kind of devolved into just a criminal organization for a long time for fundraising purposes. That happens a lot. Like the majority of the stuff that Hamas, Hezbollah, so on do is criminal activity to raise money, right? Like mm-hmm. they don't just do terrorism 24 hours a day. Mostly what they're doing is raising money for projects and shit. So same with these dicks. And then GSG9 is just cruising around fucking executing these people, which is super dope. That's what we should have done. We should have suspended Posse Comitatus and mm-hmm. send Delta and DevGru out into the streets. And if anybody's throwing a fucking Molotov cocktail through the window of a federal building, shoot them in the face.
No. But yeah. We don't do that here. We don't get to do the fun stuff.
Wait, we had the jump out boys for a couple weeks.
We did. Remember yeah. how fun they were?
Yeah.
Why did we give up on the jump out boys? Why did America give up on the jump out boys?
Hard to say, man.
We need them back, dude, more than ever, some would say. Yeah. Some would say more than ever here. Next up, Israel has agreed to a ceasefire. Israel has essentially endorsed a framework. I want to say that's more clearly framework here, guys. It's not a done deal here. Yeah.
Hamas still has to agree to it.
Correct. Of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, it is now up to Hamas to agree with it. A senior U.S. administration official said Saturday, a day before talks to reach an agreement were to resume in Egypt. All right, I was following this story on Saturday. Biden and his team, right? And his team, it's, you know, his wife and some other people were talking about this possible ceasefire. So what I've know and understand from this, allegedly it's supposed to be 90 days. You're getting back all the women, children, and the elderly hostages. And then after that, they'll resume bombing. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
Yeah, basically it's in six week ceasefire. And I don't know if they said sick, wounded, elderly, and women, which I assume they would add kids in that. I don't know if there are still kids out there, actually. We may have gotten them all them back yet, but, yeah, so they really want to get this done before the 10th because that's when Ramadan starts and that's a month long.
Okay. And forgive me because I don't know much about Ramadan. What's the significance of it and how long does it last?
Lasts for a month and essentially for certain hours of the day, it depends on where in the world you live, but for certain hours of the day you fast and you have big feasts at night. And it's like a month of reflection basically for the Islamic community.
A whole month they're taking mm-hmm. off, huh?
They don't take it off. They still go to work and shit.
Oh, really?
They just don't eat when the sun's up. But it depends on where you live in the world. Like, they don't eat or drink or anything. Remember, like, a couple years ago when we were having record heat waves and shit, the certain religious leaders around the world told elderly people they could drink water during the day and shit like that, right?
Okay.
So, like, it's a complete abstainment from any kind of sustenance during waking hours for the most part until later on during the day.
That's fucking brutal. That's crazy here. Do you think this will go down?
Maybe. I mean, I think it's weird. The U.S. dropped food over there.
So I saw that over the weekend as well.
It was 38,000 meals mm-hmm. for like a half a million people, which is weird, I guess. But I mean, it's interesting they did something, I guess, but that seems like it's just going to cause more trouble. Or maybe it's like, hey, we can help you if you just calm the fuck down. Maybe they're trying to carrot them into a deal. I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, because I also saw over the weekend where some more of those trucks that were delivering aid were attacked and fucking tipped over. And Both sides are saying two different things. So they're saying because of the starvation, the U.S. isn't helping out enough that these people are starving. They need food. So, yeah, they tipped over the trucks and took the food. Other people are saying that it was Hamas who was actually taking over the trucks.
What does that mean, it was Hamas? Like, it's not like they're wearing uniforms. You know what I mean? Hamas is any military age male.
Right.
Basically. But, yeah, so Gaza's health ministry, which is ridiculous. Like, they put out everything they say is a lie. Said that the death toll from that event the other day we talked about was at 118 with 760 wounded. Maybe that's true, but we still don't know the circumstances. And then, you know, what Israelis PAO said, or the Israeli PAO said last week, was that it's still a developing situation. They're still looking into stuff and blah, blah, blah. And their chief military spokesperson yesterday said that Thursday's convoy, quote, blah, 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 said Israel organized Thursday's convoy and claims that we attacked the convoy intentionally and that we harmed people intentionally or baseless. So now he's denied, like, the way that he described it last week, or the way the other guy described it last week, there might be some room for culpability, and now Israel's denying any culpability, which is probably also not true, right?
Yeah. Like,
I'm sure they're somewhat culpable. So that's an update from last week. Unclear how that's going to play into this hostage negotiation, though.
Yeah, because let's say it does go down, and you don't get all of them back, and let's say, what, there's, I don't know, 50 left? How many there? There's, what, allegedly 250 there?
I think there were 250 total. I don't know how many
total. And then I think the first group was, what, 40 people or something like that. And so there's allegedly, you know, around 200 left or 210 or something like that. Does Israel stop once it's over? Once that 90 days is up, and let's say this goes through, do you think Israel stops bombing them?
Israel says that 130 captives are still being held. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Like, if you're surrounded by an enemy who's like, not just the current iteration or because you're in a dust up, but whose charter says that you don't have the right to exist, you know, might be a good idea to, like, if you tell me, we do this at the individual level. If you demonstrated to me that you wanted to kill me and that you were intent on doing so, I would have no choice but to take you out, right?
Yeah.
So how is that different from, like, I know this is reductive, and it's very, very different, but to the state of Israel, they see that the same. They see that as a, like, ongoing, persistent, and personal attack against their people. So they're probably going to keep going. I probably would in that situation, to be honest.
Yeah, because what are we looking at now? Close to 5-6 months of these hostages being over there? It's a long goddamn time to be hiding down a fucking tunnel.
So 5 months now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long goddamn time to be in those dirty-ass tunnels and all that other shit, right?
Wait, 6 months?
Yeah.
No, 5 months.
Yeah, 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I'm not sure what their goal is. If their goal is just to eliminate the Hamas threat, then there's only one way to do that,
mm-hmm.
and that is to move them all out of Gaza, all of them.
Yeah.
Move them however you want to fucking take that.
Probably in underneath a pile of rubble,
yeah,
is my guess. But yeah, I don't. I mean, it's good for the hostages in this situation.
Mm.
But then, to me, what leverage then does Palestine have?
Well, there's no such thing as Palestine.
No, I know, but is the way that it's worded here. What leverage would they have, or Palestinians, or
I mean, the only leverage they have right now is that they're being funded by foreign states, Israel and Syria and Lebanon, right?
Yeah.
So, like, to be honest, the hostages, it's people in the West just don't understand this shit. It's different in Israel, and I don't mean just because of the persistent threat. I mean, it's like, they, even though they have a conscript army, they have compulsory service, they probably don't need to have that to get everybody to compulsory serve that lives there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that are in Israel that live there, that stayed there, or that went there later, feel a deep sense of connection to that piece of real estate for some reason or another, because of their book, I guess. I don't know. And they're not giving it up. And if you got to die for that, then you're going to die for it. I mean, remember in the 90s and 2000s, They were constantly expanding their fucking, what do you call it? Like they were building new towns.
Yeah.
Right? Bulldozing old shit and putting new towns in there. Settlements, they called it, I think. And it's like elderly Israelis living surrounded by Arabs. You know what I mean? Like they don't give a fuck about dying, apparently. Shit.
No, they don't give a
shit. So it's like, you know, you're in a fight with two groups of people that there are worse things to them than dying.
Yep.
And that's a bloody fucking war right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is why we shouldn't be involved in it at all.
I agree. But I think this thing keeps going for a very long time, even if this ceasefire ends up getting passed here. Next up, Merrick Garland belongs in prison. Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared alongside Vice President Kamala Harris in Selma, Alabama on Sunday, where he pledged to fight voter ID laws and other election integrity measures that he deemed discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary. Their appearance marked the 59th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday attacks on civil rights marchers in Selma, Alabama. Speaking at a Selma church service to mark the anniversary of the attack by Alabama law officers on civil rights demonstrators, Garland recounted the history of voting rights since the end of slavery, a history which he told the crowd has never been steady for Black Americans and other voters of color. He lamented in recent years certain measures such as voter ID laws and redistricting maps have made it harder for millions of eligible voters to vote and to elect the representatives of their choice. These measures include practices and procedures that make voting more difficult, redistricting maps that disadvantage minorities, and changes in voting administration that diminish the authority of locally elected or nonpartisan election administrators. Garland told the worshipers they were the Tabernacle Baptist Church there. That's the famous one. That's the famous one down there. Look, he also said the DOJ was fighting back here. This is fucking crazy to me. This is just another case of Black people can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's basically what they're... He got in front of them at one of the most famous Black churches in the South and said, you're too fucking dumb to get an ID. Mm-hmm. We don't believe you can do anything. We got to get rid of this.
Yep. It's
fucking insanity. This is still going on.
It is pretty wild, yeah. And it, you know... There's a reason why, I don't know if it's, hold on, let me see if I can find it really quickly.
Well, let's say you're a Black person at that church. Why did not one single person stand up and be like, hey, dude, I have a fucking ID. It's pretty goddamn easy to get. Like, we can do shit the same as whites.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, it's what we have here is the Attorney General of the United States saying that the Department of Justice is going to try to stop people from identifying who's voting in their states.
Mm-hmm.
Let's boil it down to what he's saying, right? And when you marry that with the fact that 10 million fucking illegal immigrants have entered this country during this administration, and now you've got a bit of a recipe for something, right? it's weird, man. It's bananas to me that this is even a position you could take. To be honest, from any, like, obviously election security matters, but also what you said, it's like, you know, we've got to do something for these poor colored folk. They can't figure. I mean, that's the way I expect him to say something like that, like
in front of them, like, in this congregation,
like Foghorn Leghorn or something like that. You know, that old school Dixiecrat racism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
How I expect to hear some stupid shit like this come out of somebody's mouth. And man, I don't know. I feel like that would be very offensive to me if I was a Black American. And it makes sense that they are pretty offended, actually, because they're polling way farther towards Trump than they did last time, right? Which was like 18% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's getting bigger. And I mentioned my friend Bati. She's the deputy opinion editor at Newsweek. She was on Bill Maher on Friday. I would recommend watching that episode if I were you, because she talks about how it's become obvious now to the middle and lower class that the Democratic Party has abandoned them. So it used to be that rich people and people who wanted to be rich voted for Republicans, and then college educated and poor laborers voted for Democrats. Now only college-educated people and rich people vote for Democrats, and the entire working class is now voting independent or Republican. It's not 100%, obviously, but like the main voter base has changed now. So, you know, maybe that was a function of just how society's been evolving over time, but a lot of people think it was Trump that did that. Like, he spoke to working class people and said, I don't give a fuck about all this bureaucratic nonsense. Let's just do the math, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, fair enough. So we'll see how it plays out in November. It's going to be really interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, and right now, look, they're trying everything. So you got the voter ID bullshit again, which, again, you're just talking down to black people. And as a white guy in that church, by the way, it's rare for a honky to step inside that church and then have the audacity to tell them to their face, you're too fucking dumb to get an ID and we should get rid of this, is fucking insane to me, especially on the anniversary of this. The Trump is now senile thing has been going around over the weekend. He referred to Obama being president, and people were like, oh, he's losing his mind. No, it's because we all think Obama's president. Yeah. Like, all of us are convinced that he's running this White House at this point, right?
And,
I mean,
and the crosstabs from all these polls look really bad for Biden too. I'm really curious to see what happens in November. So the latest poll from Berkeley, California statewide politics came out, and Steve Garvey is now leading Adam Schiff by 2 points.
Yes.
For Senate.
Which is fucking wild.
Yeah,
do we like polls again?
I do not like polls.
No, but you wouldn't expect a Berkeley poll to read like that, frankly.
Yeah, when it's a super left one that's coming out with it, usually you're worried about it, right? So you're trying to scare people into voting.
Now, part of that is because, Adam, the Democratic votes got split between Schiff, Porter, and Barbara Lee. Barbara Lee, who is wildly popular in the Bay Area, at least, right? Because she was Oakland mayor.
Yep.
She was the only, or I'm sorry, Oakland congresswoman. She was the only one to vote no on the Iraq war, shit like that. She's got a lot of pedigree there. She's also been endorsed by every black celebrity in fucking California. Not that anybody cares. She's last place here.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
But yeah, he'll never win this. I just think it's like, for this particular poll, it's pretty interesting to see him polling even at 27%, because nobody in California who votes Republican knows who fucking Steve Garvey is, I don't think, right? Or is there anybody even in California who vote Republican anymore?
I think that number is probably correct, just living there, having lived there before. I think 30% of California is Republican.
It used to be 45%.
I know, but I'm saying now. Because you go further down, like you get out of Los Angeles and you go down to the beach areas, it's Republican all the way down there. I know Tommy Lahren used to live down there in Manhattan Beach for a while. I'm not speaking out of school because she moved, but then as you get into Orange County is all fucking Republican pretty much. So yeah, there's definitely 30% of that state. I didn't read the rest of that those poll numbers. Now that you say that it was split amongst the other candidates, that makes sense. Garvey's not going to win this.
No, there's 21% undecided, but the three Democratic candidates, Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, are all to some degree popular in California. So I think Fox News tried to make a big deal out of this poll. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal.
Like if there were two more Republicans in the mix here, maybe that would mean something, but it doesn't mean shit.
And then the other story today that's been trending as far as the upcoming election is concerned is this Rolling Stone article about the Trump White House. And
oh yeah, dude, let me tell you something right now. So the article was that the Trump medical team was handing out Xanax and Adderall every fucking
White House.
White House. Every fucking campaign or political staff is on Ativan and Adderall, or Adderall and Xanax, or something, some combination like that. And say what you want to about it, but they work 18 to 20 hour days every fucking day.
Every day, dude.
They take Adderall in the morning to fucking get going, and they take Xanax to sleep, and then they fucking wake themselves back up with Adderall. That is the case for every fucking staff out there.
And has been going on since JFK. I mean, JFK was getting B12 shots in the ass every fucking 48 hours up there.
Well, they were also taking Black Beauties, too, which is just straight amphetamine.
Yeah.
Which I miss.
I do like that Trump has driven some liberals so insane that Rolling Stone is now against drug use.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, that's That's incredible.
It's yeah, but it, to Dan's point, it is every single administration, yeah. And like
so silly.
Yeah, when you're there, they work those fucking staffers to death, dude. Mm-hmm. And like the schedule is gnarly across the board. You know, shit, whatever they're pumping Biden full of to get him up and alive for the day.
Whatever it is, it's wearing off. Like, it ain't working anymore, to be honest.
But he's also 82, right? Yeah. And for a while, let's go back to the first debates. I think he shocked everybody, mm-hmm. where he was able to just to get through
especially the
fucking
second
thing.
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I don't see a scenario where he comes out and has a debate performance like that again.
I don't know if they do a debate this year.
That would be bad.
I think he'll how's he going to do it?
But they might be just eating this one again. Like I said, for like the last 2 years, I think they might just let him take this hit.
Okay.
And then position somebody else. Because they can't skip the Kamala. Kamala can't get elected either. They've got to wipe these two people out with one.
Okay. What were you going to say, Bob?
Trump's been pretty good for their other election results. He gets out the vote.
Who gets out the vote? I'm sorry.
Trump gets out the vote for Democrats. Mm. He's good. He's been pretty
I don't think that's going to play this year.
Yeah.
What I mean, though, is if he's back in office, like, is it the worst thing if we maybe win a couple more House seats?
And, I think they're punting on it, for the midterm, but also for 28. Like, they don't want DeSantis. They want fucking Gavin Newsom in 28. They need him. They could smell him already. You know what I mean?
But can he win?
The only way he can win is if it's what Bob's talking about, a record turnout for Democrats, and also people are angry enough at Trump to go vote for anybody but him. Right.
Right. Well, he's out of there, though. So he's only got four left.
But who the presumptive nominee is, maybe it's DeSantis, and maybe he can distance himself from Trump. Maybe. Right. Maybe. But that, like, there's plenty of clips of him saying pro Trump shit, too. And they're going to play those on repeat. Anybody else in the Republican Party other than Nikki Haley, who has literally no shot at ever winning?
None.
Everybody else is on Trump's dick to some degree or not. Right.
Yeah.
So that's going to be what they're dealing with.
He's going to run the party till he dies at this point. He will be the primary voice in that party until he dies.
Yeah, I hope, Bob, this was brought up by our listeners. I hope in those VP picks, I know we did that show a couple weeks ago on fake news. A lot of people are asking for Herschel. And, you know, I don't know how he's doing down in Atlanta. I think he's still down by a point. Don't want to call that race, though.
He's come out against, he won't be vice president. He's actually said something about it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said that VP, both of those letters are in the word vampire, and mm-hmm. he can't condone being associated with that.
Yeah, I think he said VP ain't for me.
Yeah.
VP ain't for me.
As a werewolf supporter, he can't.
Yeah, he can't do it.
Yeah.
He can't do it. But we'll, obviously, we're doing a huge election show in November again. Probably try to get Alex Jones back for that one, and we'll update you on those Herschel numbers again for this election. I'm still, I want to recount down there in Georgia. Kind of want to figure out the Fannie Willis sitch too, because I think there's some missing votes for Herschel out there. Last but not least, here today we got some glamping issues. It was billed as a peaceful glamping retreat designed to provide visitors to the New Forest with a taste of life's simple pleasures. Perfect for romantic getaways or family breaks. But Secret Garden Glamping in Lymington, Hampshire, has been ordered to close after neighbors complained about late night parties, noisy sex, and blaring karaoke sessions that featured delusional versions of the song Islands in the Stream. You don't say.
That's one of the best duets of all time, I believe, is it
the
not?
The best duet of all time.
I don't know. Speaking of
Dolly Parton and Rogers! Yeah. Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, I mean, it's up there for sure.
Come on.
It's got to be up there. By the way, there was some debate in Maine in the Drinking Bros Facebook group about the best song cover of all time.
Oh.
And a lot of people said Hurt, Johnny Cash covering Nine Inch Nails. That's probably up there.
I've got it at two. I know what number one is. It's I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. That's got to be it. I got Watchtower at two, actually. I'll put Johnny Cash
on
at
the
three.
Watchtower?
Yes. I got Watchtower at two. And
people
I got,
forget
I
that
got
that was
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, yep. And the original.
Put in the comments on Patreon. I'm just curious what you think the best cover is of all time.
Well, I'll give you one. Heart did a live cover of Stairway to Heaven for when Led Zeppelin got inducted into the Hall of Fame or whatever the fuck. And I think it might be the best. It's definitely the best live cover I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a very complex song as well.
It is. It is. I heard one over the weekend. Uncle Laser actually performed. I don't know what his band is, but they did My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me by Ghetto Boys, a country version of it. And I called him and I was like, yo, dude, that's got to be a single.
You saw Nether Hour did that?
Yeah.
Bobby Flacco, the guy with the long hair.
Fucking awesome, dude. A country version of Ghetto Boys. So they're talking to the label right now, trying to figure it out. But it's online, and Rogan reposted it, everybody. Yeah. I mean, it was fucking dope.
Well, not as dope as having a fucking glamp site that's so fucking profane that people start complaining about it. Because it's all 50-year-old people that are going to it.
Ah,
it's
like, shit.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. It was older people from what I read later in the thing there. But let's see.
You would have to be in your 50s to know Islands in the Stream.
Yeah. There was a karaoke machine there for a time. And on one notable sun, this is a quote, by the way, on one notable sunny afternoon, whilst trying to enjoy our garden with friends, we had to instead listen to a couple blaring out Islands in the Stream over and over, deluded and thinking they were Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. So they had a karaoke machine.
Yeah.
And they were trying to recreate some magic over there. Do you think Dolly and Kenny fucked?
They never fucked.
I don't believe that.
Nope. She said they never fucked.
I don't care what she said. It's a woman.
No. Look, he's dead. I respect Rogers.
Yeah, honestly. I respect him. And that would have been a respectful thing to do. She's a legend. He's a legend. They should fucking have sex.
So the weird thing is, Dolly Parton's been married, Bob, you can look this up, for like 50 years, I think. To like a guy who's completely unknown. There's like one picture of him that exists. He never goes out, nothing. And everybody, for whatever reason, knows you don't fuck with Dolly or this guy will kill you.
I mean, I'll take that challenge.
Okay.
Because he's, what is he, 90 right now?
Well, now.
I'm not getting clipped by a fucking 90.
Back in the day, was he military?
Okay. He's 81.
He's 81 now?
Okay, I'm not getting clipped by an 81.
Carl Thomas Dean. Yep.
Carl Thomas.
That's a head of hair on him there, though.
Look at that. That looks like a politician.
Fat little fucking dog. Boston Terrier Frenchie mix.
Look at fucking Dolly Parton. God damn, dude. She's always played.
I feel like it would be her patriotic duty to have sex with Kenny Rogers. Or at least like Conway Twitty or somebody, right?
My, she's one of those people in real life where I would imagine everyone is trying to have sex with her. I got my father actually hosted one of the Grand Ole Opry events. So I got to meet her backstage and I was eight years old. And I still gave it my all as if I had a shot as an 8-year old to have sex with Dolly Parton when I talked to her. And I'm eight. Imagine every other man in the fucking world at this point. Like, damn it.
Well, man. Imagine you were an 8-year old today, an era where women are fucking younger dudes.
Yeah.
Feel like I missed my prime. You know what I mean? To be honest, if I was in high school right now, I would definitely be banging one of my teachers. Male or female.
You try it. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
I never tried. I there was only one like student teacher. I think she was like 23 or something, was teaching in a history class I was in. She wasn't that hot though.
There was these two just out of college chicks that worked at the bank, like the local Bank of America, that came in and they were guest speakers. This business 101 class in my fucking high school, and I hit on them throughout the entire presentation, and they ended up banning speakers at the school because of me. And that's a true story.
What'd you say? What was your best line?
My best line was, because I was 17 at the time, and I go, look, we've only got 3 more months. I'm not gonna say anything because I've already seen the looks you're throwing my way, and I'm in, and it's only 3 months. Like, who gives a shit? And then it's all gonna be legal. There was a smile crack. The other girl had to conceal her laughter. Like, I think it was close. And then my teacher ended up cutting this off. And it was first period, too. So I couldn't even go to like out to their car or nothing like that. So
male or female teacher?
Female. Both of them were females.
Cunt.
Yeah.
She just, well, you should have thrown her one. If you had thrown one in her early in the school year, and this is a lesson for all you young men out there. If you're in your senior year of high school and you got that ugly older lady teacher, throw one in her just in case this other opportunity comes up. Right? It's called doing prep work, right? Battlefield preparation. You're getting it ready for later.
The worst part about it, that class, dude, we that same old lady taught us to type, and it was typing class, and she was like, "You're terrible at this." And I go, We're never gonna use computers. This is all fucking stupid. And even at 17 years old, like, I was completely incorrect about technology.
Yeah.
And I'm okay to admit that. So what are they doing with this glamping site? Are they shutting this fucker down?
Oh, yeah, they shut it down.
God damn it, dude. We should end with Islands in the Stream today after the fucking show. Cue it up, Bob, and then I'll bring up our listeners here for Drinking Bro of the Week. Popping on Dan real quick. Want to show that Creed shirt. So I coached the playoff basketball game in this over the weekend. I get a shit ton of compliments on it. The Creed 24 Take Me Higher. That's available on drinkingbros.com. So if you're not in the studio and want to give your Drinking Bro of the Week submission, go to drinkingbros.com. Peruse the merch over there. We're all stocked up full of all the new shit over there. Creed shirts are in there. Butter soft tees. Everything's back the way it should be over there. We're rocking, dude. Got some Hard AF merch, a ton of stuff over there. And the submissions for Drinking Bro of the Week are there. And they'll come right to our inbox. What's on the homepage there? You got the Headboard Haley shirt.
Yeah, Headboard Haley's up there.
Pop that up real quick.
Crime Corner is up there.
Oh, the guy in the studio has got a Crime Corner shirt on today. He says, I've got a real job and I can't come up there today. So I understand it.
Whatever.
Headboard Haley's up there. Tons of new tees up there. Who do we got in the back? Who wants to come up first for Drinking Bro of the Week? Boom. Come on up, dude. Yeah. You bringing that fucking whiskey? You bringing the whiskey? There it is. You guys have been drinking it too?
No, I poured some for them.
Oh, you did? Okay. Are those shot glasses clean?
I rinsed them out.
Do we know? Did you really? Look at you. Cigarettes and Adderall. Who makes that t-shirt? That's a great t-shirt.
The band Flatland Cavalry. It's a line from one of their songs.
So you can say it in the mic.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Put it about an inch from your face.
Yeah, Flatland Cavalry. Texas band. It's a line from one of their songs.
Great shirt. Big fan of that. What is it? Country?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Texas country.
Dope. What's your name?
Corey.
You don't have to say your last name so you don't get fired.
Go ahead. We'll say my middle name, Corey Quilt.
There it is, Corey Quilt. where are you from?
From Central Texas. I live in Hutto.
Oh, no shit. All right. So you're relatively close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I came a while. I came for the 9/11 show.
Right here?
Yeah, yeah. And it was it was the one right after Texas beat Bama, so.
Oh shit. I was at that game.
I was pretty pumped.
I know. I was at that game. Man,
let me hand you one.
I'll tell you this. I enjoy, like, here's the thing, Texas fans. Don't think that I don't enjoy you. I do. Because you guys were, I was sitting with all Bama fans where it was, cuz like Dan was out with COVID and we did a show there. It was me, Clayne Crawford, AJ Buckley and Independence Fun was there, and everybody was, we were all wearing Bama shit. Whatever school we go to, we try to do it
right.
But we were in an all Texas section right behind the Texas bench. It was all the boosters, everything, and they were unbelievably polite the whole game, even though they were just beating the shit out of Bama that game.
Yeah.
So it was an enjoyable experience, at least.
No reason to be an asshole, especially if you're winning.
Yeah. So I was shocked, and they were even more shocked that we turned around, because they didn't know that I wasn't like a Bama fan.
Oh yeah.
And I turned around and I said, hey, congratulations guys, good luck the rest of the year. And they were like, holy shit, Bama fans are super polite. And I was like, yeah, it's because we're not real Bama fans, bro. Yep, yep. Yeah. Clayne is, obviously, but yeah, me and AJ were there for the good times and the laughter.
My biggest thing is my wife's got a lot of Oklahoma family, so I bet them on one of her cousins on the Oklahoma game every year.
Yeah.
I've had to wear an Oklahoma shirt and post it online more times than I'd like to admit.
I'm sure.
So that was a little bit of a bummer.
Last year, man, you guys lost. Who'd you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I got to do my wife this time, because last time I did my buddy, and she didn't like that so much. So.
Yeah.
My wife, Tanya, she's cool.
All right, Tanya.
Yeah. I was trying to get her to come up here today, but she got a new position at work. So,
reverse cowgirl.
Nah, that'd be hey.
That's the new position they gave her. Hey, go home and test this out on your husband. Okay,
we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. What'd you bring here, bottle wise? Alcohol wise.
Devil's River Agave Bourbon. I don't know. My wife's cousin turned me on to this one here recently. It's pretty tasty.
Devil's River. All right, I'll do a shot with you. Is it your birthday?
Yes, sir.
Cheers. Happy birthday, buddy.
27.
Are you really?
No, 37.
3 years older than me.
Hey, here we go.
Cheers, man. Happy birthday. Thanks for coming out.
Whew. Appreciate it.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What is that? What's in there? There's something.
It's a agave bourbon.
There's a little sweetness to it. I actually really like that.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I kind of tried to turn it down the first time. I thought it was tequila, but it's a bourbon. They make it in San Antonio.
Do they really?
Yeah. I just found that out the other day.
Devil's River. All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one's for y'all. But
cheers.
Just want to do one birthday shot with y'all. Appreciate you.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let me come and drink some seltzers with y'all.
I told you, dude. You come in, you get to drink as much hard AF as you want, black out, break a bottle. We don't really give a shit around here.
Go sit in traffic on the way home.
Yeesh. We're going to have to go somewhere, though, for the election show again for 24. In case I lose my shit like last one was in 2020, we got to go to a bar. I don't want to burn down the studio that night in case things don't go my way.
Right. Yep.
Who else is back there? Anybody else want to come up? Any of your buddies?
I don't know.
Homeboy's like, yo, I can't. I got a real fucking job. It's fine if you can't, by the way. You're good. What's up?
I love you guys.
He goes, I love you guys, but I can't do it. I understand it. You no need to bust your ball sack wide open here and lose your fucking job. Are you coming up? Go ahead. There we go. You had one. It's over now.
Had one. It's gone now.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Tell everybody your name.
Clayton Charles.
There it is.
Clayton. That's not my real name, but.
Oh, it's not.
Well, the last name's an alias.
Okay. But, that's fine. And you just moved to like 2 miles down from the studio.
Yeah. I'm Dan's first stalker. I know he was talking about that the other day that he hasn't had a stalker, but.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But
you will. Yes. You will be. I'm sure.
Moved
you will
be. A couple miles down the road. Randomly happened.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. So did you just pass the sign?
So we were looking for a place nearby my fiance's job.
Okay.
And we found a place, moved in. I was driving by for work. I passed the studio. Sure enough, hey. Typed in the GPS, 2.8 miles away.
Boom. Look at that, dude. Right here.
And I came from Houston.
Yeah.
Haven't had the pleasure of going to Buck Wilds yet.
Beautiful establishment.
Man, I bet.
Yeah, if I was single.
Greens Point, Guns Point.
Yeah, if I was single Houston. Living in Houston, I'd be at Buck's Wild every night.
Oh, man, Houston is a gym, isn't it? No, I'm so excited to move to Austin,
yeah,
trust
weird,
me.
Right? Yeah, it's weird. God. Houston's a weird city.
Ross?
I can't put my finger on it, dude. It's a weird city, though.
It's diverse.
It's very diverse. I've been to some weird establishments there that are, because I know you're like diverse, but I'm talking like, you can go to an all black neighborhood. I was in a fucking, a Caballero bar. You know what that is?
No, I don't know what that is.
So there's Mexican Caballeros. It was on accident, dude. So I flew in to interview Bobby Knight, Coach Bobby Knight, RIP.
Was he throwing chairs?
Well, I'd never been to Houston at that point. So I was just, for whatever reason, he was in Houston. He was like, you got to meet me here. I was like, all right, cool. So I do it, and I'm just trying to get some food. I grabbed a late night flight, and the only place that I was open was this. I thought it was a Mexican restaurant, and it was Mexican cowboys, and like the dancing is very strict. The fucking formation of it, everything else. I was the only
white
guy. You
gonna blast fool or what?
Fool or what? Holmes.
God, I've been waiting for that, dude. I've been doing that shit so much. I'm just like, God. Fucking ready for it.
But those motherfuckers, like, I go to the bar, I get a margarita, I order the food, and she goes, eat that quickly, drink that quickly, and get the fuck out of here. And I was like, why? I was like, I'm just enjoying these
fucking shanked.
Yeah. She was serious. And I was like, hey. I saw it and I scarfed down my food and everything. Yeah. Got the fuck out of there.
Dude, I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, like, I'm probably going to get fired. Don't fucking fire me. If my job sees, if the HR randomly watches
this is on Patreon. They're not subscribed.
I'm going to have to pay back all my relocation shit. No. I just moved here Saturday.
You're good.
2 days ago.
They're not fucking
you guys
subscribing
fucking,
on
you guys
Patreon,
need another
bro.
Rep? I'm an outside sales.
You Are you?
Another hard AF. Fucking seltzer.
We
rep?
Do.
I've already been slinging that shit for free, so.
We can chat about it afterwards. Who do you want to give Drinker Bro of the Week to?
Drinker Bro of the Week. My boy, Eddie Rusk, Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's the one that got me to listen to Drinking Bros. He was always sitting there, Dan, fucking dude, all this shit. And I'm like, Dan doesn't know shit. And then I started listening to Drinking Bros. Now I'm just like, dude. Fucking Dan is the voice of reason. He doesn't give a fuck. He's the reason I made a Twitter. I'm like, I'm the reason. He's the reason I'm on fucking Twitter telling Nikki Haley
to go fuck herself.
To go fuck herself. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we can say whatever we want now. I'll download Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude,
thing?
You're on a list. You're on a list. I'm like, nah, fuck that. Dan's saying this shit. We're good.
Right. Dan's hosting a podcast, though, and you got a real job. I consider it.
Yeah, well, I had a real job. No, it'll be fine. No one from HR is watching this
No,
shit,
it's on
I
Patreon.
Hope.
It's on Patreon.
And I want to give a shout out to these dudes I just met. They got tickets to the mothership. Supposedly, I'm going tonight.
Shit. Congratulations.
Hey, so.
Who's up tonight? Do we know? Oh, his wife bailed out, so he got free tickets. That's dope.
I want to give a shout out to his wife for bailing out.
Is it Kill Tony tonight? Kill Tony usually is on Monday night here. If you got Kill Tony tickets, that'd be fucking crazy. What'd you say, the Delco?
It's on Tuesdays.
Oh, Tuesdays. I'm sorry. Is today not Tuesday?
Bro. What is today? I don't even know.
Me neither, man. I entered this studio. It's the fucking Twilight Zone. I don't remember dates, times, anything. It's a different fucking world, though.
I just want to say it feels like a different world for me, too. Yeah. Watching and listening every single day in Houston, and now all of a sudden, boom. Here I am. I'm on the fucking show.
You know what I'm going to do for you today?
What are you doing for me today?
I'm going to give you a welcoming to Austin gift.
Really?
There. I'm going to give you that jar of Olive Garden my God. Dressing. You take
this
that with
you. This is what I meant to come to HEB, but I had to come move.
Yep.
But otherwise, I would have been there. I'm going to chug this.
When you're here,
you're
family. When you're here, you're family.
I may or may not try to find you guys at that dinner.
Okay.
Now that I'm here.
Well, we won't disclose the date. There's like whoever won so from the many, Bro Box, that'll be a private thing.
There's only so many Olive Gardens in this area. So
you'll never find it.
I'll fucking find it, Ross.
No, you're not going to find it. But when you're here, your family. Thank you to everybody who came out to that tasting on Friday night.
Cheers.
Shit ton of cases sold. It was fucking awesome, dude. And we greatly appreciate all the support for Hard AF Seltzer. It helps the show, too. So thank you for everybody that came out. Come into the studio. Come see us. We like hanging out with you guys. Booze is free. Drinks are flowing. Everybody gets fucked up. And it's fun. And then we'll figure out over the summer where the election show is going to be this fall for that live show, because that's going to get nasty that night. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star review, and then you can walk away. And then after you listen to the Drinking Bros podcast on Patreon, you can listen to Islands in the Stream, the greatest duet ever. Bob, play us out tonight with Islands in the Stream. If you don't mind, God damn it, dude. Fuck yeah. This is butt fucking music, dude.
Butt fucking
music. Bam, bam. Son of a bitch. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. We're two islands in the stream. Good night, everyone.